It does. I mean, it might not be the most free-flowing open game, which I guess when you're trying to attract new audiences, you'd love. But really all that is a reflection of the increase in expertise and, you know, the whole HP element of it and the fact that it has become more tactical over the years. So it is actually, you know, positive. I know the traditionalists might not like it, but this is 2017 and it is how it is, and you have to be hard to beat, and it's about winning the game. And both these teams have been playing with a sweeper for the last couple of years. Cork started it with Jim O'Connor, who obviously won't be playing, you know, Kilkenny adopted it last year to huge success again. Ann Dalton, very similar player, brilliant stick woman, great reader of the play, and crucially, you know, understands the game so well that, you know, she and has that ability to provide the right deliveries, be it long and direct or hitting the runners as they get the speed starts coming from deep, you know. And so in that way, it'll be intriguing. And will they try anything new or different? Or will it be the same? Or will it be a real arm wrestle? I expect it will be. I expect the exchanges to be very physical and tight, and maybe not the highest scoring game, but no less enjoyable for me for that.
Yeah, like you mentioned there, Gemma O'Connor is missing for Cork. Well, she might be the player she was a couple of years ago or anything, but she is a big cog in that Cork team as well.
A huge cog. I mean, for a start, just in terms of being, you know, it's a cliche, but a totem or a talisman. I mean, she's there so long, the bank of experience, the calmness, they just all look up to her. And she's obviously one of the greatest legends that has ever played Camogie. So there is that. Then there is her ability as a player. It was interesting that Galway certainly targeted her, pushed Ailish O'Reilly out in her in the All-Ireland semi-final. So she was going to be marked. They weren't going to let her. In previous years, I guess Galway would have suffered by pucking ball down on top of Gemma on her own and she dominating games as a result or having huge influences. So they pushed their leading scorer, Ailish O'Reilly, on her. And apart from, you know, trying to keep her out of the game, they would have run at her. And she was a bit discomforted. But as we found out subsequently, she went into that game with an ankle injury. And then she clearly went over her knee and did medial ligaments, and she's out. It's a big loss in that regard, as I say, because of that experience, because of the, you know, her character and where she stands within the team, and because of her role within the team. And I guess it's like the big debate before the All-Ireland hurling semi-final when Tadhg Na Bhorca was going to be out, and really most of us probably thought that so important was Tadhg Na Bhorca for that, you know, they could not win without him. As it emerged, Dara Fives was magnificent in that semi-final, and Cork will be hoping that it'll be similar. I'm not sure who might, if they do the same, who might play that role. Maybe Emer O'Sullivan. Ailish Thompson being at centre-back isn't unusual, because that's basically what she's been doing. She's the one coming back to allow Gemma being free, and Orla Cotter maybe comes a bit deeper, and even Katrina Mackey. You saw that will happen. And Libby Coppinger and Emer Sullivan have been named in the middle, and both, you know, would be capable of maybe filling in that role. It's just they probably had to practice it in the space of 2 weeks, whereas Gemma O'Connor is doing it for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, just going into the semi-finals, both teams would have had a bit of a layoff. So that I don't know, were they two outstanding matches, the semi-finals, but the two teams still got over the line. But a bit of a shorter space now.
Yeah, I mean, in horse racing terms, they should come on for the run without question. You know, Kilkenny found it difficult. Dublin again got numbers behind the ball, and Kilkenny's forwards unusually, you know, struggled to break them down. You know, people like Shelley Farrell, who has been hugely influential again this year, you know, she struggled. They just struggled to find space, but, you know, it's a sign of their progress that maybe someone like Danielle Morrissey played really well, a new player coming through, and also their confidence in that they could grind it out. I know they said afterwards that it was the type of game maybe a couple of years ago they would have lost. And again, they had that four-week layoff. Cork had 5 weeks off before playing Galway, who I think would be most people's idea of definitely being the third best team in the country. And beforehand, people thought maybe Galway would win. They're a really good, talented team. I actually think that was a really good performance by Cork. The focus is obviously on them only scoring 3 points in the second half. But they actually should have had Galway buried about 5 or 10 minutes into that second half. Go 7 points in front. Missed two gilt-edge goal chances. And having said that, then when Galway came at them, they were within 3 points with 10 minutes to go, and they got no closer. Cork are a hardened, experienced team, and they battened down the hatches. And Galway didn't really look like getting the goal they needed. Again, I would expect them to come on. Obviously, the big thing is Gemma's injury, but Paddy Murray has been saying all along he had a plan for Kilkenny, but they're such. It's hard to know. Paddy Murray has also been saying all year that that Cork, you know, are playing for second place, that Kilkenny are so far ahead, and I don't think there's anyone believes that they think that. So, you know, it's just going to be, I'm really, really looking forward to it. I can't wait.
You can tell in your voice, you certainly are. But, like, there's a lot of talk in Kilkenny about this double-double as well. Yeah. Will that, do you think that could ever affect any players or anything? You know, subconsciously, because yeah, players, you know.
Well, look, anyone who's been in management tells you that they don't know, and you don't know that till afterwards. You won't know, you know. I mean, has anything been dulled? Has an appetite been dulled? I think Andoni, you know, and the likes of Paddy Mullally and Conor Feeling and all the lads, they've actually won loads in their careers. Andoni has 12 All-Ireland senior medals. So being satisfied with one All-Ireland medal doesn't really cut it, yeah. You know. I just can't imagine it's an issue. I did ask some of the girls about it during Shelley and Denise Gall last week, and they said no way. But, you know, you can make yourself believe that, and you don't know until there's 5 minutes to go and it's in the melting pot, or and you're 3 points down and your hand or your lungs or whatever is killing you. That's when you find out. And it'll be all after timing, which is the new word now. But we don't know now. I'd be surprised. But we've seen it before. Plenty of teams, particularly that have waited a long time and have won one All-Ireland, didn't come back. You know, yeah. In all sports, you see it, you know. And that's why we rave about Kilkenny hurlers, Kerry footballers, and the current Dublin footballers and so on. It is that remarkable ability, that remarkable, you know, to be still hungry, to come back, keep fresh, to want it more and more. But they've won the last three national titles. They also lost three All-Irelands. So I would think that, you know, Denise Gall said to me that in 2009 even, you know, she's playing 10 years and they were this gifted squad, and I don't think they believed they'd only have one All-Ireland by now, you know. Yeah. So I think they want at least one more, yeah.
Yeah, and then lastly, Dara, Anne Downey is a serious operator. She's the female version of Brian Cody in management style and everything. And as an umpire at the other end of a lot of those matches down through the years, I know exactly what she can be like on the sideline and everything, but she's a serious operator.
Well, she is. Look, Anne, it's very interesting. I've just finished her. But Anne Downey is a straight talker, as Paddy Murray is, which make some of their exchanges interesting. But she is, and we all know about her and that drive and everything. But what I've been really impressed by with Anne is, you know, people might have thought she'd be old school and traditional, and she has those values, but she has been very open to modernity, to change in terms of the tactics, doing things that they would never have dreamt of in terms of recovery science, the strength and conditioning, you know, the coaching with the likes of Liam Meegan, Paddy Mullally, Conor Feeland, you know, having the medical backup. She doesn't take messing. This is camogie, this is high performance sport, and you've got to go in, and it's hard and it's physical, and you do what it takes to win the game. Now, what she has understood, and what is that now, to do what it takes to win the game, it means way more, you know, than being fit or whatever. It's preparation, it's being set up properly, it's looking at the opposition and doing what's the best to stop them and getting the best out of the squad you have. And that has really impressed me about Anne Downey this year. I think she's looked around and she has managed in the real sense of the word.
And lastly, Derek Collett, if you can.
Yeah, it's very tight. Your listeners might be mad about this, but I would have been leaning towards, actually, Cork.
Mm.
And I'm not 100% sure why, but, you know, last year I did go for Kilkenny, and it's very hard in these games, when they're going to be 2 or 3 point games, literally one mistake or one slip or something or one stroke of genius turns it. So I don't get hung up you can't get hung up in predictions, but that's what people want, and that's what I'm here to do. So I would be now leaning towards, just with the depth, I think Kilkenny might have a little bit more depth, and Cork might just find it hard to change things in the space of 2 weeks. Unless, of course, Gemma Shaw's up for the throw-in.
Yeah, well, look, Darragh, thanks very much for joining us on Sports Week this evening. Best of luck tomorrow.
All right, thanks a million, Ciarán. Best of luck. Cheers.